Are you looking for valuable business advice to reach that seven-figure revenue mark? Do you want actionable tips to properly navigate through every business challenge you encounter along the way? Let Tersh Blissett and Josh Crouch be your guide in getting you to the top here at Service Business Mastery. Tune in as they sit down with world-renowned authors in business, leadership, and personal growth who share valuable insights about management, marketing, pricing, human resources, and so much more. Let their nuggets of wisdom gold guide you in owning a thriving, profitable, and ever-growing business. Here are your hosts, Tersh and Josh.
Welcome back to another episode here at the Women in HVACR.
You almost did it.
No, I was looking at you. The Women in HVACR 2022, they're celebrating 20 years of women in the trades, which yesterday when they opened up, we've realized that there's been women in here a lot longer than 20 years. Mm-hmm. This is just 20 years of celebrating them and having a place for women to come together. And
the gala was amazing last night, by the way.
It was a lot of fun.
It was really good and honoring.
It was cool to see the industry. Like, just, you think trades, you think dirty jeans. You just mm-hmm. like, you know, you got the whole blue collar thing.
Branded t-shirts and mm-hmm. baseball hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And exactly. You see everyone all dressed up, and you see the amazing, you know, just the, how everything was well thought out. This event.
It was planned by women.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Event has been like primo.
You can tell the difference in events.
Every time you go into a room and something says it's going to start this time, there's a countdown timer on the screen, and it is like dialed in.
I mean, not for nothing, we've been running early most of this time, I think, because I keep looking at the agenda, and I'm like, what do you mean I already missed it? Yeah. How did that already happen? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so this episode, we're joined with Sarah Gerardo, who's been on the podcast before, and Lauren Faye?
You did it.
Okay, shoot. I almost forgot.
You did it.
These ladies have some wonderful experience in trades. They have been all different aspects of the trades. They're both a part of Lady Titans. They both worked at contracting businesses. They've been through some acquisition stuff. Sarah works on software side now, and she travels literally all over the country.
All the time.
So these ladies have been there, done it, and we've already had some interesting discussions offline. But welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having
us.
Thank you. Again, absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and then we'll talk with Sarah.
Sure. So I actually fell into this industry. I feel like people fall into one or two categories. It's either the born in the trades, built for the trades, or the where am I mm-hmm. and how did I get here? And that's me. My background is actually in like dance and dance education. And my schooling was going to be to open my own dance studio. And
that's cool.
Were you the person I saw by the stage yesterday?
I wasn't. Like, oh. No.
She didn't show us any of her moves.
No.
Like,
I see somebody on stilts.
No, that was me. No,
they did like a split up and it was like almost touched the ceiling. And it's like,
I missed this.
Ceilings.
Where was I?
We were at the photo booth most of the night.
Yeah. Oh, I do have an absurd amount of
outside.
Photos.
Yeah.
Absurd. Hilarious. Like, no one was in line. And so I was like, let's just do a photo shoot for ourselves.
I know you.
30 photos later.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're a sucker hilarious. For a prop, I think. So.
I love props.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I left school and I got, you know, a job in a call center and had a couple babies. And before I knew it, I was general manager of a boutique retail store that fit people for pointe shoes, you know, the Boston Ballet, everything like that. We had a online web store, drop shipping, physical brick and mortar stores. So, it, you know, my background right before I came into this industry was retail store management. And I decided I wanted a job where I could punch in and punch out and not have to take work home with me and not be responsible for other people and kind of focus on my family life for a little bit and you know, find my footing in that part of my life again. And so I just started to apply to every customer service job I could find. And the company I work for now called me and hired me as a CSR. And, you know, it felt like a step back at the time career-wise in terms of pay, in terms of responsibility, but that was that whole self-care thing and making, you know, you can't do everything 100%. It's mm-hmm. just physically impossible. So, but anyone that has leadership potential kind of finds your way back into that space, whether you like it or not. And so through the evolution of that company and through some changes that happened there, I grew into, you know, more of a leadership role among the dispatching team and the office team, and then eventually operations manager, HR, payroll, you know, all.
Oh.
You guys swear on this podcast? All shit rolls uphill, not downhill. So it's like whoever
true.
Calls out, it's on you. Whoever doesn't show up, it's on you. So, but I love it. I think if you had told 16-year-old me that I'd be working at a plumbing and HVAC company, I would have been like, absolutely. Like, that will never happen.
Thing.
And now I don't know that I'll leave, because I love it, and I love the people that I've met, and I love the opportunity that still exists, kind of under the surface of everything else that's going on operationally. So,
yeah,
that's me.
And she's one of the founders of Lady Titans.
Yes.
That's what I was gonna say. I thought you were the founder too.
How long ago was that? Because we just talked to Jessica.
Yeah. Yes. So it's been about 2.5 years, because I've been at Service Titan for 2.5, and it was literally the first week I started, and they
August
all started
was two
tagging
years.
Me
in. Yeah. Well, yeah. August was 2 years since the Facebook post, so that's kind of what we consider like.
What month are we in?
Founder's Day. It's officially November.
So we're going with the Facebook official date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. We were Facebook official.
Yes. Yes.
That makes sense.
Yep. So that was 2-ish years.
So, and what is Lady Titans for anyone that hasn't heard of it? What
go
is
you go.
Go for it.
It's been my voice the whole time.
It's go. Okay. Go for
okay,
it.
Okay. Fine. So
they hear me all the time. They
we
are
do,
fine.
We do.
So Lady Titans started to just tell this story already or no?
No.
So
she was waiting for you.
She wanted. Yeah. She was having.
Tell the fun story.
Okay. So the fun story is. My company uses Service Titan, and Service Titan has a public Facebook group where you can post questions and advice and, you know, in search of type stuff. And you start to see the same names popping in and out of all the comment sections, asking questions, answering questions, and you start to really get a feel for who knows their ass from their elbow, so to speak, you know? And then you start to direct message these people, because you're like, I'm not going to post it. I already know Jess has the answer. Or I'm not going to post it. I already know Stacy has the answer. So then you start setting up private Zoom calls with each other to just kind of hash stuff out and figure out how the buttons work and the different ways to set things up. And then you start texting with each other, and then you start talking about your families, and that's networking, just kind of in a nutshell. And so then after a few months of kind of us building that relationship among the three of us, I posted on Facebook saying, hey, Service Titan, it would be really super cool if you could get Stacy, who lives in Oklahoma, up to Massachusetts, where Jess and I are, so we can have kind of a girl power, figure out how to iron out the wrinkles in all our own businesses, because we all have strengths and weaknesses that we can build off of. And Vahe commented on it and was like, cool, that sounds awesome. Here's a couple little requirements. Keep it positive. We have to be safe with COVID, because again, this was 2 years ago, so we were in the middle of only being able to do Zoom stuff, and you know, just help people optimize the way that they're running their business through our software. And here we are 2 years later with 1,300 plus members, and we talk about everything from, you know, software specific operational stuff, but also boundary setting, goal setting, having difficult conversations, advocating for yourself, having people's backs, and, you know, how to bring up things like when someone says, does that make sense? That it might not feel good to the person that you're asking if it makes sense. So it's
an inside joke
in
at this
point.
Yeah, we had a little pre-session that
I like to say, does that make sense? Not like condescending. Like I tell people, I speak like a lunatic sometimes.
Well, I've talked to you plenty of times. You have to say that, because I have no idea what you're talking about most of the time.
Right.
Well, we've said this whole week that her spirit animal is a squirrel, she's just so fast.
I just
so.
Look at Sarah, I'm like,
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, if you could stop
Dial
asking me questions, that would be great. Yeah.
So. I was going to ask some more questions, but I'll let Sarah talk first. And we'll probably have to put this in like speed 0.5.
She's good at that.
I'm Sarah.
Does that make
I
sense?
I like marketing, and sometimes I talk about it too much.
She likes math, too.
I like math.
You currently are with Service Titan.
Yeah.
And part of the Lady Titans. But before that, you were working with a contractor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your role there?
I was a director of digital marketing.
What all did that involve?
Everything.
Like, so, and were you hired on as that position, or?
I was hired on as the marketing manager. Mm-hmm. And there was another person that worked with me as well. And then I grew into the director role.
Now, was that your first marketing position that you had had, or?
No, I have a degree in marketing, and so I worked at an agency before, and then I ran a large call center for an alcohol company for 177 retail stores.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That's a little tiny thing.
It's actually a really good experience to tie the call center with marketing, mm-hmm. as you know, it because is. That is like that's usually the biggest leads come in and that they can drop off so mm-hmm. quick.
Because if we don't have a good team. Yeah. 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 But alcohol was easy to sell. Right. Like right. I had no
Everybody
problem
wants,
selling
sells itself,
alcool.
Really.
Right.
You don't have to sell that.
Right. Yeah. They call
HVAC,
me they're like
plumbing a little different.
Right. Right. So yeah, that's me. I just work at Service Titan, make some email and direct mail templates, help
and travel
run Lady
the world,
Titans.
The whole like all year long. Every event that I go to, Sarah's there. And then she's at all the events that Josh is at. Cause like Sarah,
she's at all the ones we're not at,
and Josh
too.
Is at. And then we're like at the same event at the same time. And like I'll send him a selfie of me and Sarah. And then he instantly sends me a selfie back with him and Sarah. And I'm like, no, literally, I just took that picture. And then he's like, no, literally, I just took that
she's
picture.
She's like a whack-a-mole. She just kind of pops up and you don't know where she's going to be. And if you don't hit her fast, you're going to miss her.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you know what day it is, honestly, because I don't even know what time zone it is. And
I didn't know what day it was. I checked. Okay. I called my mom, actually, and she was like, it's Friday. And I was like, oh, am I leaving tomorrow? She's like, you're leaving tomorrow. Set your alarm to check into your flight. Mm-hmm. She's my best friend.
So what is your what's the biggest pain point that you've seen in the industry because you're running the business and you've gone through the marketing side. So just as a contractor who might be listening to this, what's the pain point that you've experienced and how did you go through it or going through it currently?
My answer is a little cliche and it's kind of woo-woo, but it's mindset, and that's non-gendered. I think the mindset on the male side, from my perspective and through my experience, is we've always done it this way. We have the answer. Oh, yeah. This is just how it's done. And those are limiting beliefs that really get in the way of your own growth. And on the female side, I think the limiting mindset is the imposter syndrome thing and feeling like you have to earn the street cred to be the one running the technician meeting.
I wish you would have told me this before. My shirt literally says mindset is everything today. Yeah. And I put a sweatshirt on right before this.
Oh, man.
Well,
we know
it's
underneath.
It would have been a
lost
great
opportunity, I guess. Yeah. But then it would have looked like I stole your answer.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me just read a shirt.
See?
Mindset.
Yeah. No, so I think for women, it's feeling like you have enough to say or the right things to say or that people are looking at you going, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that really makes sense.
It's our subject, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not for me. But honestly, whenever I first started the podcast, I really dealt with imposter syndrome because, you know, I first off was, you know, $4 million company, and then I wanted to start another company, and it was like, but the people that are listening to this, they have like, there's one person I know for a fact has a $150 million company, and they've reached out to me and said, hey, I need your advice on something. I was like, nah, bro, I need your advice. You're asking the wrong person. I totally have imposter syndrome when it comes to that situation. And I understand that feeling. And I can kind of put myself in that same situation as a lady that maybe hasn't earned the street cred yet, quote unquote, and they're going in to lead the technician meeting and the intimidation factors there. So here's my belief is that a service manager comes from a really great dispatcher, and so a lot of times our really great dispatchers are typically females, and then a lot of times the people who lead the service technician meetings are females, or because they were dispatchers they become service managers, and so they're in turn females. So that intimidation factor is just like a natural thing there, almost, I feel like. And you're right, I mean, it's
well, I feel like there's two pieces to every job, right? There's the technical aspect, whether you're a technician in a truck or the technical aspect of how to run a podcast and what buttons to click on, whatever it is you guys got going on over there, or how to use Service Titan or any other software, right? But then there's also the people stuff.
Yeah.
And I think companies pull service managers from either like a really great dispatcher who's great at optimizing a schedule and maximizing capacity. But if you're not looking at it through that lens, I think the default move is to pull your best technician and put him in a truck. But these guys
talked about that
takes your number one revenue generator out of the field, to do a job they have no clue how to do.
They've never been trained.
Mm-hmm. They've never been trained. That job is not actually being a technician. The job is managing the people that are the technicians. Well, just because you're great at doing something doesn't mean you're great at managing other people who do the thing.
Well, but it's not just the trades. It's every company out 100%. There. They hire within and they don't provide leadership training or management training else, or things like that. How do you become a manager? How do you do these things? It's an opportunity for businesses in general. So it's not just the trades.
No, and like, I think the first opportunity is identifying what a manager actually is, because it's not being the best at the task.
No,
it's
and that's so fun.
It's about empowering other people. There is a difference between manager and leader, and you have to figure out which one you want and what the job description is for each of those, because they look very different.
That's a rabbit hole we could dive in for sure.
But I think it's always about the people, and I think that you need to understand as a leader and a manager that no matter what, it's going to come down to the people. And so you need to learn how to be a people person at that level. Mm-hmm. And we need to train you to be a people person and not like, you know, like fake people person, but like you're going to have real problems coming to you, like serious problems. And
that's
you need to learn
I
how to deal with it.
That's why I hire managers and leaders, because I'm not a people person. So like I hate people in general.
But you can't be great at everything, right? Like
exactly.
You need a team
I'm really
of people
good
that are great
at
individual
and horrible
things.
At people.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
But that's great to admit to yourself. You're horrible at people. I'm horrible at people.
I don't know. Everybody that has seen her seems to love them. So I don't believe
it's
that
the
for
shoes,
a second.
It's the shoes.
Probably. The shoe and the fact that my tie and my pocket square match.
It is all it of is. That.
So, what about you? What's the biggest pain point that you've seen, either personally or in the industry, and how did you get it resolved?
I think that again, I really think that it does start with mindset. You're right, but it's mainly.
Good job, Sarah. You stole
it. I stole it. I know. But it's the imposter syndrome that I want to continue to talk about, because everybody has it.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
And it's not, it's fear. Like,
and
we allow
as soon
fear
as you get to
control
that next
our
level,
life.
Almost, I feel like, and sorry for cutting you
it's
off there,
fine.
Sarah. But as soon as we get to that next level, it's like you have these different walls. Like, you got a 1 million and a 5 million and 10. And as soon as we get to that wall, we're like, yeah, like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be here. Like, what do I do next?
Or what are you supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Or, like, why do people know me?
Like, well, and that advice, like, that you want to surround yourself with people that are more successful than you. But so if you're the most successful person in the room, then it's like, okay, time to change the room, right? But now you're walking in, and then you're like, oh, crap.
I don't know anything.
Really?
Where
am
I have no idea what I'm doing.
But if you've done it once before, then it becomes muscle memory, and it does get easier. But it's, I think those first couple rooms you walk in where you're trying to elevate yourself, but you're still the bottom. And trying to work your way up again is the hard part.
I think there's fear. I think everyone has fear, and they have to understand, like, this is just a moment of fear, and I have to break through it, right, and be courageous and bold. But it's hard. Mm-hmm. Even in, like, my job, it's hard.
For me, I feel like if I could stress this with anybody, you can drink on the show. If there's anything
mouth
that I could stress,
like, my biggest pet peeve, so I don't want anyone to listen to, like, swallowing sounds. Yeah.
So if there's anything that I can stress, it's the fact that understand that everybody in that room that you're going into, like, you're the smallest person, you're the smallest guy in the room.
Literally,
smallest
I'm the
gal.
Smallest person in the room.
Yeah.
Like, physically, like, smallest.
Is that why you
physically
looked at Sarah when
the
you saw
photo, the photo that I seen with Sarah next to Matt Tyner at that presentation, I was like, that is awesome. But just understand that every other owner, manager, whatever that's in that room, they've been there too, like, where you're at, and they are 99% of the time, they're more than willing to answer whatever question you might have. It might even help refresh memories. They're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Like, let me tell you exactly what happened with me and how I got through that. And that's our whole goal for this year's. I mean, we want 53 episodes of, like, just shows where people who they share a pain point that they have and then how they've gone through it. Or maybe they're going through it currently.
Is there a reason we want 53 and not 52?
I wanted to do 56, but...
Okay. I was just curious.
Then just do it.
The numbers seem really...
It's like Baker's dozen, but for weeks, right?
Exactly.
I got your back.
Right there. She's okay. Josh, thanks, Josh.
So you are committed to 56 podcasts, is what we're saying?
Yeah, we've,
we just wrote it down and spoke it into existence. So yeah. We're going 56.
It's there.
Yeah. Well, we come to these events and we get such a backlog. So and we have such great content. We want to get it out, but then if we do lives every week.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, we got to get that one done, and then we got all this great stuff.
Well, you could just repurpose it because some people,
you start
any advice for that, Sarah?
Actually,
oh boy,
share a little bit about
the rest of us are going to go get a coffee break. Sarah, we'll come back
so
in 20 minutes.
Content. So here's the thing that with podcasting,
I'm
in
never
general,
talking about marketing again.
That's a lie. We all know it.
I know.
So repurposing content. If you're a contractor, like, should you start a podcast? If so, like, what could you even do with the content that you have on the podcast? Like, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that you can start a podcast, and I would suggest starting a podcast because everybody has podcasts, and it's a new way to rank. But I would bring in the community, and I would bring in local businesses, and I would be like, hey, what's it like to be a business owner? Because I'm one, and we all go through the growing pains, the opportunities. And
that's evergreen content that business owner is going to share.
Exactly, because it's backlinked. Like, you share it and keep sharing it, and then you tag your Chamber of Commerce and see what they're doing, and you become more active.
It's networking.
It's networking.
It's people.
It's networking on steroids, yeah, really, what it is. Yeah. It's amplifying it.
And podcasting is the new blogs.
It is. And it's not. And there's easy ways to repurpose your content, right? Like Facebook, I mean, how many people are going to see this? Because it could be drowned in your feed by the end of the day, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And so you can take it and just keep repurposing, take clips from it, and then repurpose it throughout the entire year. There's no point.
That seems like a lot of work.
There's Repurpose.io, which is really cool.
We'll take that thing.
One piece of content can be distributed 21 different ways or more. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to talk about marketing.
She's done.
That will be a whole episode.
I know, it will
at
be.
At least.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're running up on our time limit, but is there any other questions that you have? Because I literally could talk to these ladies all day. We have talked for days.
We calmed them. They came in here and they were fired up.
We were fired up.
I don't know where you guys came from.
They were feisty when they walked in this door. That was exciting.
We actually should have just started with
what stays in the ballroom. No, what happens in the ballroom stays in the ballroom. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was a book signing.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't recorded.
It was a book signing, and she brought up great points, right? Mm-hmm. Like, about how do you negotiate salaries? How do you talk about the hard conversations?
How do you address the elephant in the room like, gender pay gap was a big piece of it, and how to
And this
ask,
was the breakout you guys just came from?
No, it was the keynote speaker this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and it was incredible. It was... She talked a little bit about it, and I heard actually about it in the conflict management breakout yesterday, about how different words mean different things to different genders just based on the way it's wired. So,
explain that, because different words mean different things. Like, same words mean different things?
Same words mean different things, okay, yes. Okay. So he asked in the very beginning what the word conflict meant. And in a room full of women, a lot of the answers being shout out were things like perspective, misunderstanding, opportunity for
throwing bows.
Yeah. So bingo, right? So we're talking about ways to talk to each other and disagreements and stuff like that. And he goes, okay, well, when you ask a room full of men what the word conflict means, the words they shout out most often are war, fight, you know, they're a lot more
dangerous
and aggressive. So that's what it is, right? So it's knowing who your audience is and what you're marketing to is important. So if I'm asking a male boss for a raise versus a female boss for a raise, I might say one word that hits different depending on who's hearing it. So it's just interesting to.
But it's like you have to educate yourself
constantly.
Yeah.
You're constantly learning.
Well, every conversation is a sales conversation.
I'm exhausted.
You are not tired of learning.
I know.
But sometimes it does get exhausting. Being an adult, you're just really, like, why am I at
so
this
much
level
to learn.
Of adult?
Right? And if you just keep asking why, you like exhaust yourself. But why?
It's like a little kid.
It's like
my son is at this age, Memphis. He's at this age where it's not that he's a jerk about it, because he's also a jerk too, but he's really, he'll ask you why, but dad, why? What? So why is it that you want that color car? Because I am working on building this like retro Mercedes car.
And oh, cool.
He's like, why do you want triple black? And why exactly do you want black outside, black leather seats, and black wheels? He's like, why is it that? I'm like, son, I just really do not ever want you to stop asking why. Except in the situation.
Yes.
Like, please just stop.
Mm-hmm. But I made
the
a good
rest
choice.
Of the time, keep asking why. Just yes. be diligent in asking why, because that's how you're going to be the smartest person ever. Mm-hmm. And but just stop for right now, because I'm really doing something else. And that's Memphis. And then Memphis is like, okay. And then about 2 hours later, he's like, all right, Dad.
I'm back.
Let's have this conversation.
I love it.
He's a cool kid, though. I appreciate y'all, honestly. And if there's anything that we can ever do to share y'all's content and anything, just don't hesitate to.
Well, can I do a shameless plug for how to join Lady Titans?
Oh, yeah, please. Absolutely.
And it's, yeah. So
you got this.
servicetitan.com// whichever way it goes, Lady Titans.
Portray my face in the
yes.
camera. Hang on.
Yeah, there you go. It'll bring you to a registration page that may or may not, once you fill it out, land you on what looks like an error page. It's not. You'll get an email confirmation that has a couple links. We do 2 monthly meetings. One is more structured. We have usually a speaker and a PowerPoint, and we talk about a specific topic. And then we have another one that's called the Lady Titans Lounge, where we all just jump on Zoom together and eat lunch and chat. People ask questions about whatever they're trying to solve, or you know, something that came up, or talk about something great that happened, and we literally just hang out together.
Yeah.
And we've done book clubs, and we have our own Facebook group that you can join. There's the community on through Service Titan that you don't have to be a Service Titan user to participate in. We have a swag store, so there's all kinds of sweatshirts and t-shirts and stickers cool. and all kinds of stuff. So
and
check
mugs.
Us out in all the places.
And mugs.
Yeah. We have mugs too.
Yep.
We have mugs.
Yep.
Yeah, we have mugs.
That's how you know you've made it, right? Once it's a mug.
Once you've got a mug.
Once you have a mug, yeah.
It's real. It's yeah, happening.
Right.
That's hilarious. I will tell you that Julie's been on the calls, and there's times where she's like, hey, Tersh, come check this out, like what they're talking about. And then there's other times like I'm in her office, and I'm like, yeah, exit stage right.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my conversation.
She was telling us about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Not my conversation right now.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I sincerely appreciate y'all and everything that y'all are doing for the trades and for those who, you know, obviously, I mean,
well,
not just as
women, but just in general
yeah.
at the trades, because you guys are phenomenal. Like, you guys have done a great job just helping grow the trades and help further people's businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No problem. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Service Business Mastery. Now that you are equipped with essential business advice from this impactful conversation, you are one step closer to becoming the successful owner of your dreams. If this episode has been helpful to your business journey, don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, and share it with other owners as well. Visit servicebusinessmastery.com to learn more.